Now, here is Alison Applin to introduce our first set of news from Norwich.
First this week, we have some news stories from the city. And we start with what may be big news from Norwich City Football Club. On Saturday, it was reported that American tycoons are in talks over investment in the club. And by Tuesday, a football finance expert was discussing the possible implications, although it's not a done deal yet. By the time you listen to this recording, the main Jubilee festivities will be over. But there's just still time to visit a school's scarecrow trail, which will run until June the 5th in Heatherset. And there's plenty of time left to enjoy the City of Ale celebrations. The scarecrows and beer may not have counted, but Norwich has just been found to be the second best city in the United Kingdom to raise a family, beaten only by Edinburgh. Here's Don with the first of two stories about the possible investment in Norwich City.
American multimillionaire businessman and owner of the Milwaukee Brewers, Mark Attanasio, is in talks with investment in talk over an investment in Norwich City. The U.S. sports tycoon, who purchased the Brewers in 2004 for a reported $223 million, and is also the part owner of Milwaukee Admirals, met city officials at Carrow Road for Sunday's Premier League final against Tottenham. Attanasio's delegation included his two sons, Mike, who was sporting a Norwich scarf, and Dan, David Stearns, president of baseball operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Dan Fumai, chief financial officer at the Milwaukee Brewers, and Rick Schlesinger, president of business operations for the Brewers. Also among the delegation was Richard Ressler, a minority shareholder at the Brewers and on the advisory board. He is a close friend of Attanasio and goes back to Brown University with the multimillionaire.
Norwich City's talks with US investors could help them escape their purgatory between the Premier League and the Championship, for leading football finance expert Kieran Maguire. The highly respected academic, author and co-host of the Price of Football podcast insists that the Canaries are an attractive proposition for potential investment. Milwaukee Brewers owner Mark Attanasio headed a delegation who visited Carrow Road and Colney for discussions with city officials on a flying visit to Norfolk around the Premier League final against Tottenham. The Americans are believed to be interested in acquiring shares, although neither Attanasio's circle or the Canaries will comment publicly while discussions continue.
A village has come up with an original way of celebrating the Queen's landmark Platinum Jubilee, whilst at the same time raising money for local schools. During lockdown, Heatherset had rainbow trials, a giant bauble Christmas trail, a Halloween trail, and an art trail, and now the village is organising a scarecrow trail. Now, two of the village's schools, Heatherset Primary and Woodside Primary, have combined for the first time to share funds raised from the sale of trail maps, with the event being organised by the Friends group from each school. More than 28 scarecrows of all shapes and sizes will be on display throughout the village from May the 28th through to June the 5th, with a theme of Round the World. As well as making a colourful display, there will be prizes for the best scarecrow made by a child, the best made by an adult, the best made from reusable and recyclable material, and the most amusing. Jem Brereton, head of Woodside School, said, "This is a really lovely way to bring the community together after such a challenging time for all of us. The children had great fun making some of the scarecrows." Trail maps cost £2 and are available from Kett's Cabin, Charity Shop in Queen's Road, Tesco Express in Great Melton Road, Hodgepodge Gift Shop in Oak Square, King Cafe in Queen's Road, Heatherset King's Head, and Queen's Head in Norwich Road, and Heatherset Social Club in Queen's Road.
After years of darkness descending across the pubs of Norwich, long-awaited pints are finally being raised in celebration. Beer fans poured into the waterfront for the opening of the Norwich City of Ale Festival. Philip Cutter, the owner of The Murderers and one of the organisers of the festival, said, "It's 2 years this week since we were last here. It's so wonderful to be back. It's really good for pubs. I think the length of the event, a month, gives people the time to come round and celebrate what Norwich beer, pubs and brewing is all about." This year, the festival will take place in 51 pubs and freehouses. James Kay, co-owner of Farnell Clark Accountants, which has sponsored the event for the past 4 years, said, "We're all very excited to be back. This one has been in the works for a while now. The main thing is being a month-long event this year, we can get everybody included in the fun. It's great that so many pubs are attending, and it's great to see all the banners, beer mats and everything else."
Norwich has been named as one of the best cities in the UK to raise a family. The city came second in a 2022 study by Compare the Market, a price comparison website. It looked at average house prices, job opportunities, local amenities, air quality, broadband, speeds, crime and pollution rates, and the number of schools. Norwich was found to have the lowest crime rate and the highest number of schools and job opportunities per 100,000 people in the UK. According to the study, the average monthly salary in the city is £1,666 and the average monthly rent is £918. There are 8 museums, 10 libraries, and a broadband speed of 67.3 megabits. Edinburgh was named as the best city in the UK to raise a family, with Brighton and Hove also making the top three. Other cities in the top 10 included Manchester, Aberdeen, and Newcastle.